Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas dealing with a mispalel in a shul who davens a different nusach than that of the shul. Certainly a very relevant question for us here in this neighborhood where there is a very healthy mix of minyanim that are davening either nusach Ashkenaz and nusach Sfard. So if you during the week daven in Orachai and Rabbi Albam's Rabbi Weasels or Rabbi Shapiro's or whole host of other minyanim, you certainly have a shinui nuschaos question if you otherwise daven nusach Ashkenaz. If you wanted, you can even go Edot HaMizrach also during the week if you're so inclined. So there's, in Baruch Hashem, plenty of options and alternatives. So what do you do if you're a nusach Ashkenaz guy davening in a nusach Sfarad shul or the reverse? So Moshe writes in Arachayim Chelek Beis Simen Chaf Gimel as follows. He says that with regard to those parts of davening that require a tzibur or a minyan in order to be said, then you have to recite that part of davening in the nusach of the tzibur, because if not for the tzibur, you can't say this part of davening on your own. So therefore, Moshe says, most obviously, kedusha, which can only be said together with the tzibur, since it requires the tzibur to say it, you have to follow the nusach of the tzibur. And even if you would argue, well, I'll say my nusach of kedusha quietly, and no one's going to hear me davening a different nusach, Moshe says it doesn't matter, because the entire recital of this particular part of davening, the kedusha, is only being done because of the tzibur. You yourself can't say it on your own. You're only saying it because the tzibur is saying it. You're saying it together with the tzibur, so you must say it like the tzibur says it. And even though, according to the Shulchan Aruch's Psak in Hilchos Tefillah, the very first opening line of kedusha, the Nekadesh or the Nakadishach, is supposed to be recited only by the Chazan, not by the Tzibur. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes that the most popular minhag today is that everyone in the shul recites that opening line as well. So once the minhag is that everyone recites that opening line of Nekadesh and Nakadishach, even though according to Ikar Adin, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that only the Chazan recites it, but Lamaisa, our minhag is that everybody says it, so now it all too becomes part of the kedusha that has to be said by the entire tzibur, or that is said by the entire tzibur, and if you have to recite that opening line as well, according to the nusach of the minyan you're davening in, be it nekadesh or be it nakdishach. However, Rav Moshe says, when it comes to, let's say, the silent shemona esrei davening by yourself, which everyone davens silently, that Rav Moshe says, you daven your regular nusach. No one's going to know that you're davening a different nusach because it's being said silently. There's no concern for machlokas. It's not a tefillah that has to be said dafka with the tzibur. It could be said even if you're davening by yourself for yechidus. So the silent shemona esrei, you clearly daven according to your own nusach. What about pesukah dezimra birchas kriyas shema? Here it's a kind of in-between situation. It could be said quietly. It could be said biyachid. It doesn't have to be said b'tzibur, but sometimes it is said out loud together with the tzibur. So what happens then? So Moshe says, well, pesukah dezimra birchas kriyas shema, since you are allowed to say them out loud, and then it would be audible to others sitting around you, so it's questionable, he writes, whether you're allowed to say it according to the nusach that you usually daven, provided you say it silently so nobody hears you in shul davening a different nusach. Maybe you could argue, if I daven silently during pesukah dezimra, it's like a davar shebetzinah, it's a private minhag that isn't being displayed publicly in the face of those who have a different minhag. However, on the other hand, says Rav Moshe, maybe even if I daven pesukah dezimra silently, it's usher to daven a different nusach than that of the shul, because I might forget, I might, you know, in a moment of inspiration, daven out loud together with a tzibur that's davening out loud, and then they'll hear me davening a different nusach. And just like we find, for example, that malacha is not allowed to be done in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, even if you do it in private, because you might forget, and it might be done in a way that becomes publicly seen. Just for example, off the top, when a Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz La'aretz for Yom Tov Sheni, the halacha is, even though he doesn't keep 2 days of Yom Tov, but when he's in Chutz La'aretz, he's not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, even in private, because malacha is something which, even when done privately, we're concerned it might be done, you know, unknowingly or unintentionally, unwittingly, in a public manner. So you can't do malacha even privately if it's against the minhag makom where you are. So maybe pesukah dezimra also says in Moshe, I can't say it silently according to my minhag, my nusach, because maybe by mistake I'll unwittingly say it out loud and people will notice the difference in nuschos. So Moshe in this tshuva in Simen Chaf Gimel writes, mistaber sheyesh lahakel, I think that you can be lenient to say the pesukah dezimra and birchas kriyas shema silently according to your nusach. Why? Because even by malacha, there are some rishonim that allow you to do it privately, even though we don't pass that with regard to malacha. But Reb Moshe says, therefore, if it's difficult to daven according to a nusach that you're not used to davening, then you would be allowed to rely upon this lenient approach to daven the Pesukei Dezimra and the Birchas Kriyas Shema quietly according to your own nusach. But Reb Moshe says, im lo kasha lefanav, if it doesn't really disturb you too much to say otherwise, then he says you really should say the Pesukei Dezimra and the Birchas Kriyas Shema according to the nusach of the shul that you're davening in. Now, in later tshuvas, Reb Moshe has even a more firm statement in that regard. Reb Moshe writes, with regard to the Pesukei Dezimra, Reb Moshe says, in different tshuvas, that he thinks that you should recite the Pesukei Dezimra according to the nusach of the tzibur where you're at. So it would seem like in this particular tshuva, Moshe is saying, if it's difficult for you to recite the Pesukei Dezimra according to the nusach of the tzibur where you're davening, then yesh l'hakel, you have what to rely upon. But it seems like his preference is to recite the Pesukei Dezimra according to the order and the nusach of the tzibur where you're davening. Moshe writes the very next tshuva, Simon Chaf Dalet. He says that be'etzem, when you daven in a beis knesses b'tzibur, those parts of davening that are said out loud, you can't say differently than the tzibur. And belachash, when you daven in silent parts of davening, he says, nami tov l'hispal b'nusach ha-tzibur. He seems to prefer, even for those Pesukei Dezimra parts, for example, that you could say silently, to say it according to the nusach of the tzibur. And Moshe, however, has one interesting chiddush with regard to one who is the Baal Tefillah in a shul with different nusach. There, Moshe says, if I am a nusach Ashkenaz guy, davening in a nusach Sfarad shul, and I'm davening for the Amud, Rav Moshe's Mechadish in Or Chaim Chelek Bey Simen Chav Tes, that there even my silent Shemona Eshe must be done according to the nusach of the Tzibur, which is an interesting chiddush. Why? He said just now in the previous tshuva, when you're davening silently, it's your own private Shemona Eshe, you daven your own nusach. But Moshe says when you're davening for the Amud, of course the Chazar Sashatz has to be done according to the Nusach of the Tzibur, that's Pasha. But even the silent Shemona Esrei for the Chazan must be done according to the Nusach of the Tzibur. Why? Because if Moshe says the purpose of the Chazan's Tefillah Belachash, even though he's going to be davening again Chazar Sashatz, why is he davening Tefillah Belachash and then Chazar Sashatz? Because the Tefillah Belachash is designed in order for him to prepare, so to speak, to practice for the Tefillah Bekol Ram, so that he's ready and able to say it Bekol Ram. So therefore, Moshe says that the purpose of Tefillah Belachash is to prepare for the Chazar Sashatz, and you got to prepare properly. You got to say the nusach of the tefillah of the tzibur, so that you don't confuse yourself when you then go into daven tefillah b'kol ram. So with regard to the shatz, Reb Moshe says you have to daven the tefillah nusach of the tzibur, even when you're davening the tefillah b'lachash. Moshe has another couple of interesting tshuvas. Number one, is there any concern? This is an Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Gimel. Any concern with joining a shul l'chatchil that has a different nusach than you daven? The question Moshe was asked was, a shul which davens Nusach Sfarad, and four families daven Nusach Ashkenaz. But this shul that's the Nusach Sfarad shul is the shul where there's a Ruach HaTorah, and therefore they have a preference to daven here. So Moshe says, there's no problem whatsoever to really join the shul, become members, become gabayim, and become involved in the shul. Shinei Nusach is not ma'akev, he says, in this regard, because it's a mitzvah gedolah to connect and associate with Shomrei Torah, with the shul that is obviously going to be of a frumer nature. And the fact that there's a difference in their nusach to your nusach, Moshe says, should not in any way be ma'akev if this is the better shul to daven in as far as the Ruach HaTorah is concerned, the Yeres Shemaim is concerned. One should join that shul over the other shul if it doesn't match up to the Yeres Shemaim and the Ruach HaTorah of this particular shul. The difference in nusach is not going to make any difference in that regard. And there again he says that dvarim that you don't need to say b'kol ram, and that are not normally said b'kol ram, follow your own minhag. That which is said b'kol ram, whether it's me'ikar hadin like kedusha, or whether it's just the minog ha'olam to say it b'kol ram, like sometimes in some shuls they daven Pesukei Dezimra out loud, so it's the minog to say it, b'kol ram. So then Moshe says, then you should daven the nusach of the tzibur, and when you're the shlich tzibur, you got to daven the nusach of the tzibur even b'tfilas halachash.
Can you take on the other nusach?
So that is a different question. But Moshe does not say take on the other nusach. He said, keep your own nusach, just when you have to. Hold on. That's a great question coming up right now. In this particular tshuva, it just says that when you are davening in shul with a different nusach, so that which is said out loud, whether it's medina or whether it's minhaga, you should say their nusach, but that which you say quietly, you should say your own nusach. The final tshuva I'm going to mention this morning is one in Or Chaim Chelek Beis, Simin Chaf Dalet. And here the question is, somebody who comes from a family that traditionally daven nusach svard, and now because he was raised in a yeshiva and in a shul where they daven nusach Ashkenaz, so he's gotten used to davening nusach Ashkenaz because he lives in a neighborhood with the nusach is Ashkenaz. And the yeshiva he davened in was a group in where he's educated davening nusach Ashkenaz. So now he says, you know, he's used to davening nusach Ashkenaz. So does he have a chiyuv now to daven nusach svar, since that's what his father and grandfather family minog was? Or can you continue davening nusach Ashkenaz, which is easier and you're more used to davening that nusach now because of your shul and your yeshiva? So Moshe says the following. He says, interesting tshuva. He says, everyone knows that in Poland, Hungary, Russia, he said, they're all b'nei Ashkenaz be'etzem. Even the Hasidim are Ashkenaz, not Sfaradim. And for hundreds of years, as Moshe says, they all daven nusach Ashkenaz. What happened? Just that in recent centuries, he said, the Hasidim instituted davening a slightly different nusach, which became known as nusach Sfarad. And in Moshe writes, he says, it's not clear what the heter was to change the nusach that for centuries their families had been davening. And therefore Moshe says, they're the ones who changed the nusach. If you, who come from a nusach Sfarad family, have been used to davening nusach Ashkenaz now, you're not changing the nusach. It was your great-great-grandfather in Europe who changed the nusach. Because you're be'etzim an Ashkenazi, and therefore your real minhag is nusach Ashkenaz. So Moshe writes, he says, He says, Akopanim, we're not being ma'ara, we're not complaining against the Gedolim who changed from the Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad. But he says, if somebody who, maybe his father and grandfather are davening Nusach Sfarad, and he's used to davening Nusach Ashkenaz, and he now wants to continue davening Nusach Ashkenaz, which is, in fact, for Ashkenazim, the Nusach of Avoseinu for Avoseinu, but Moshe writes that you're allowed to daven Nusach Ashkenaz, since for centuries that was the minog of, you know, Eastern European Jewry.
And the other way around.
All the way around, meaning? Oh, so that Reb Moshe presumably would say is considered Shinu Nusach, as he says right here. He says he doesn't know what the heter is if someone's family is a Nusach Ashkenaz family to switch to Nusach Sfarad, because all Ashkenazi Jewry followed the Rishonim who davened, the Baal Tosfos and others who davened Nusach Ashkenaz for centuries. It was just the Hasidim and, I guess, those who lived in those communities in Europe a few centuries ago who made slight changes to Nusach Sfarad. So Moshe doesn't know what the heter to make that switch was. So he says if one is an Ashkenazi Jew who wants to switch back to Nusach Ashkenaz, he certainly can do so. He's not saying that one who currently davens Nusach Sfarad should change. He's not being ma'ar, he says, against those Gedolim who changed to Nusach Sfarad, but one who wants to daven to Nusach Ashkenaz because he's more used to it, that he allows. But l'chol, the mashmos is that to switch l'chatchila from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfarad, the impression you get is that he would not be in favor of it, unless someone already has that minhag from the Gedolei HaChassidim from centuries back. Then he's not being ma'ar, he's not saying that you have a chiyuv to change.
Can you make that answer where he said that he
gets
a better shul, or it's more, you know,
If the Nusach Sfarad is a more Yeres Shemayim Dekashul, so to change the Chatchil to the Nusach Sfarad because of that, I don't think Rav Moshe seems to encourage that. He seems to say that you should keep your own Nusach Ashkenaz for the silent parts of davening. Daf for the parts of davening that are said out loud, then you got to daven according to the Nusach of the Tzibur.